And we're working very closely.
When it comes to jobs in Missouri, Carla Klingner-Diaz believes that immigration is not the problem, but rather the solution. Diaz is an immigration lawyer who recently formed the Liberty Tri-State Regional Center in Columbia. The company wants to join a federal program called EB-5 that links foreign investors with U.S. businesses.
And so I've been familiar working in the EB-5 program for some time and had been watching it successfully work primarily in the coastal areas on the east and the west coast, and knew that this could be a really good opportunity in the Midwest.
Here's the way it works. Immigrants get a green card and the United States gets jobs. Foreigners who want to immigrate invest at least $500,000 in a U.S. business to create 10 new jobs. If these requirements are met, the investor gets a green card. Less than 1% of green card holders use the EB-5 route, but this little-known program is growing rapidly. Since the financial crisis 4 years ago, the number of EB-5 visas issued annually has quadrupled to 3,500. The top source of these unique EB-5 investors is China. The top reason, education. Diaz says university spots in China are hard to come by.
Right now, there's 28 million eligible college-age students with only 5 million slots available. And so families are having to seek education opportunities elsewhere in the world for their child.
On the surface, the EB-5 program sounds win-win, but the results for Missouri have been mixed so far. Missouri only has 2 approved EB-5 centers, and one of them was MamTech, which spectacularly failed. Last year, the collapse of the MamTech Artificial Sweetener Project in Moberly left the city with an empty shell of a factory and a downgraded bond rating. Ann Lee is a China scholar at New York University. She's studying the EB-5 program.
Not all EB-5 operators are bad, but the bad apples can taint an entire program, a whole industry, and then everyone suffers.
Although the MamTech project failed, EB-5 proponents believe the program holds promise for Missouri as long as new projects are properly vetted. Missouri businesses are continuing to eye the immigration program as a creative source of funds. The most ambitious plan? One entrepreneur, Eric Chen, plans to build an entire manufacturing town from scratch using Chinese investors' money. And he'll name this rural Missouri town Shanghai.
To have some Chinese investors come over here, set up the factories, then they can make some products made in USA and ship back to China.
Here in Colombia, business consultant Terrence Crouch is preparing far-flung trips to recruit investors for Diaz's Liberty Tri-State Regional Center. Crouch says the program's main draw is its ability to create jobs.
I think if you view the current economic and political climate, anything that is going to create good, long-lasting jobs in the United States, and we think that this program does, that it's going to continue.
As for Diaz, she believes they're at the beginning of something big.
When we started working on this, there were very few in the Midwest in general. So it's definitely becoming a program that more people are becoming aware of.
Diaz expects the Liberty Tri-State Center to be federally approved in coming months. If it is, Mid-Missouri could become the newest destination for foreign investors. Eva Doe, KBIA News.